Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Kelim, where we're up to parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Ezohi Gistra. We keep referring to a Gistra. How much of a break does it have to be before we say, you know what, this isn't a Kli anymore, this is a Gistra. Kol Shenit was Neha. If the handles are no longer on the Kli. So even though it could still hold a whole bunch of stuff, but it's not easy to transport because it doesn't have handles on it anymore, that already qualifies it as a Gistra. Yotzin. Let's say the top of a barrel broke off and it has these jagged edges that are dangerous. If part of the jagged edge that can hold olives, because the space in between those are too small to let olives fall out. So if you were to fill it up all the way, where it's even filled above where it's even filled to the point where it gets very jaggedy, the olives aren't going to go through metame b'maga. Then it's still metame b'maga. Ukenegdo metame ba'avir, and the space on the inside of it will be metame ba'avir, meaning it's still a full base kibul. But if the jagged edges are so wide apart from each other, the breaks are so wide, that Zaysim would fall right through, then Mitami Maga could still be Mitami Maga, but Ve'in Kenegdo Mitami Ba'avir, but the inside of it cannot become Tame with Avir. Ha'isamuta al-tzidak min katedra. If you had a broken barrel that was on its side, like a katedra, meaning it's open on one side of it, and the jagged edge was facing up because it's sitting on its side now. Kolam kabli ima kazesim. Any part of that area with the jagged edges that could hold an olive, matam magu can have the matam bavir. V'kol sheinu makabli ima kazesim. But if it would not be able to hold the olives because the jagged edges are too large, matam magu vein kenegdo matam bavir. So it could become matam maga, but not with avir. Shule kurfios, the bottom of kurfios, the bottom of kurfio kelim. V'shule kosim atzidonim, and the bottom of tzidoni kusim, where the bottom is intact and the rest of the kli is broken, even though they can't stand without being held up by something else, tamei, and they're still tamei shel kach nasu mitklasan, because they were made to be supported by something else. So even though they're a gistera, meaning they're a broken kli, they still become tamei in this way, even though they need to be supported in order to be held up. Mishnah Dalit, Kli Charis Yeshel Shalosh Sfasios. If you have a Kli Charis that has three rims around its opening, Hapnimis Odefes, if the inner rim is higher than the two outer rims, Hakol Tahar, then everything is going to be Tahar. The whole rim and the outer rims are Tahar, because the inner rim is higher than the other rims, so whatever's inside the inner rim is considered the inside of the Kli, and everything outside the inner rim is considered the outside of the Kli. So a Kli Charis can't become Tame from Mibachutz, can only become Tamei Mibifnim. So you touch a sheretz to the outside of it, nothing happens. Hachitzona Odefas, if the outer rim is higher than the other two rims, and Tumah goes into the airspace within the outer rim, then Hakol Tamei, then everything is going to become Tamei, because that's all considered the inside of the Kli. Ha'emtsois Odefas, if the middle rim is the highest of the three rims, Mimenev Lifnim Tamei, so anything that enters the airspace inside the middle rim is going to be Mitamei the Kli, Mimenev Lachutz Star, but anything that's outside of the inner rim is going to be the outside of the Kli and is not considered to be in the airspace of the Kli and therefore cannot be Mitami the Kli. Hayu Shavos, what if all three rims were of the same height? Rabbi Yudom Recholken Emtsayis, then we divide the middle rim in half. So the inner half of the middle rim is considered the inside of the Kli, and the outer half of the middle rim is considered the outside of the Kli, and obviously the entire inner rim is the inside of the Kli, the entire outer rim is the outside of the Kli. V'cham mor makoltar, and the Chum say, no, everything outside of the innermost rim is going to be Tahar. That's how we define, that's the default of how we define what's the inside of the Kli. Klei charis mei mesai mekabel tumah. When do klei charis become mekabel tumah? Once we harden them in a kiln, the gemar melachton, that's considered to be the gemar melacha of a kli charis. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we discussed what a gistera is. That even if you just take off the handles of a kli, it's already considered to be a gistera. And then we spoke about jagged edges around a broken kli. That if it's able to be mekabel zesim, it's able to hold zesim inside of it. It's metame in every which way. If it's not able to hold zesim, then it's not metame ba'avir. And then then in Mishnah Dalet, we spoke about a kli charis that has three rims around it. So we discussed what's considered the inside of the kli, what's considered the outside of the kli. So it depends on the height of the rims. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph.